How are you?
Good.
She's a homeowner?
No, I'm not a homeowner.
Are they around like
She's busy right now.
Is there a time maybe I could swing back? Or?
Yeah, later on maybe, probably.
Like an hour? Or?
Maybe even, hold on, let me go see where
she's going. Have somebody already, but we've had a few people upgrade to our service because it's kind of the premium package while we're out here. We're giving everybody 50% off these new larger homes.
What is your company?
It's Point Pest Control. We've had not big issues. Some of the neighbors here have just been getting these voles, and it's causing a lot of damage to their foliage around the home.
These are actually toads.
The ones digging in the ground?
Yeah, they're toads.
Really?
Yeah. I have a whole huge family.
Dang.
We sit out here at dusk.
Uh-huh. They all come out.
15 of them that come out of these holes.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I don't have any, I had voles the first year.
Did ya?
Yeah, and then they kind of disappeared, but,
these toads must have helped with that.
Actually, the one hole in the middle is a gardener snake, and the other ones are toads.
Wow. I had no idea that toads dug holes like that.
Yeah, they go right underneath the concrete because it's colder.
That makes sense.
And then they all come out, and I've got like big, huge ones to little, tiny, baby ones.
That's way cool.
I had a whole little family of babies. I have them out back, too, so I have to save them out of the pool every day. Every morning, it's my job. I save all the toads.
They're all floating on top.
Yeah, they're kind of like getting to that point where they're going to drown, and then I just, you know, I chuck them all out.
That's funny. Holy cow. They're probably like, I'm alive.
Yeah, thank you. The chlorine's turning me white. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, they're all my toad holes. So that's why I don't cover them in, because I know they're toads.
I had no idea.
I didn't know what they were, like, when they first started happening. So I sat out here one night, and I'm like, well, if they're toads, they're going to come out soon. And sure enough. And a gardener snake came out one night. So I'm like, oh.
You like fun, huh?
Yeah, he's too little to eat the toads yet. He's tiny.
So. Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That makes it safe for your toads for another year.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, until it gets a little bigger.
He just picks and chooses which hole he's going to
go into.
Yeah,
he'll probably eat the babies, though. I don't know if they eat toads.
I think they do more of, like, the insects and more of the...
I thought so, too. They don't do the meat-eating stuff, do they?
No, they don't do too much of the...
Black snakes do.
Yeah, the black snakes do, Get those around. Kind of what we're doing, I don't know if your neighbors told you or anything.
No.
It's called the flush out. Basically what it is, these homes are, you know, they're getting a little more established. They're just over 5 years.
Right.
What's happening is, I'm sure you do most of the gardening with your husband.
Yeah,
around
I do, them, yeah.
So you probably notice as you're digging up some of the little, just the little ants and things kind of around the mulch beds. What's happening is there, as the home cracks and settles, they start to move in around the foundation.
Right.
And that's why when it rains, you occasionally get them in the front doorway.
Right. I got them in the family room, actually.
Do you?
This year. It's the first time I had ants in the family room.
What did you do for those?
Basically, I sucked them all up in the vacuum cleaner, threw them out in the trash, and then sprayed, what the heck is it called? It's from Lowe's.
Oh, Ortho Home Defense, or?
Probably. I did the whole foundation. I did that 1 year, maybe 2 years ago, and it worked pretty well. So I just went around the whole foundation of the house, inside the garage, around the windows in the garage, and then at the back door, the patio door.
Oh, nice.
That's
No, that's great. What our products and services are designed to do is complement the homeowner who's doing it on their own. So we're not trying to take away from
their
job.
Right.
What we do is our products are just like a neutral product. A lot of your HomeBot products, they repel, and sometimes it can push, you know, the insects up into the walls. And so what we do is we lay this product out around the foundation, safe for kids and pets, so you don't have to worry about your dog. Focus all around the windows and doorways. And then inside, we actually don't spray anywhere. We inject gels and baits in the plumbing voids or in the moisture parts of the home, like around the kick plate of the door areas.
Oh.
The main reason is because your insects are thigmatrophic.
Right.
So if you've seen them in the dining room area, chances are they're probably starting to establish themselves in the walls of the home.
Yeah, like coming up from the basement or coming in from the garage.
Exactly. Is your basement finished or?
No. Okay. No, it's unfinished.
You know the 2x4s that are open?
Yeah.
A lot of these insects during construction will lay their eggs on those.
And then they hatch.
Uh-huh. And that's probably why you started to see them.
Okay.
So what we do is kind of flush out the ones that are nesting in the walls with the injection service and do the full eaves for the wasp and yellow jackets so they're not moving in out of the attic area.
Okay.
And then we do the glue boards in the garage. It just draws all the spiders out of the home and they get stuck.
Yeah, I have a lot of spiders in the garage.
Yeah. This helps a lot. I think that's why a lot of the neighbors are like really into it because, you know, it's a lot safer.
Right.
And it's getting the job done right.
Well, do you have, could you leave me a card or a brochure or something and I can talk to my husband about it?
Sure. Kind of where I'm out today, and I've done a couple homes, my tech was available. I had an availability for 50% off. So it's super cheaper.
My ride's coming like.
Oh really?
Yeah, not yet, but she'll be here soon. We have to run back out. But,
dear.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do it today.
I'll just show you kind of the program.
Okay.
You don't have to be here to get it done where it's primarily the outside.
Okay.
Because what we do is we come out and maintain for the eggs. We come out 2 applications back to back, and that kills any active insects in and around your home. The product lasts about 60 days, and EPA regulates that, and it has to biodegrade.
Right.
The insects are hatching between 90 and 120 days, so we keep this fresh product on the home. It's pretty complex. I mean, they're going through the egg, larva, pupa, and adult, and it can take, like I said, anywhere between a month to 6 months for this to complete. And that's why you see the springtime insects hatching out about the same time every year.
Right.
So, but with the injection service and everything, while I'm here, I dropped that initial $185 charge.
Okay.
Clear down to just $85. And so you would just start you out at the $85, and that would guarantee like your earwigs and centipedes from the mulch.
They're going to kill my toads?
No, our products aren't designed to kill, like, your life.
They won't do the toads or hurt birds or anything?
Right. Yeah, I know that's been a concern with a few of the neighbors we've treated, so have a lot of toads. We take care of the ants and spiders for you inside and outside. We do granulate out a little bit for them. But the nice thing is usually those beetles are like 210. That's just for 2 applications. But we're including that through the year for free in the 85. Clover mites are included around the pool for you. Fleas and ticks out in the yard. Box elder bugs and stink bugs, do you notice?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, how we treat those is we focus all the way around your windows and doorways so they don't intrude into that time. So that's included year-round so that anytime you have issues, you can call us out. We'll come out for free and get rid of them. The bees are included for free. So each time we come out, I mean, we're treating all of these different insects.
Yeah.
And we just keep you at the discount at $85, so you're getting the full service each time. And one thing I failed to mention to you, each time we come out, we treat your eaves. We put that rosemary oil up, and that repels your wasps and spiders from intruding into the home in that area of the home. So it's usually $150 to do that. We'll do that for free through the year. But
do you have a brochure you can leave me so I can show him or no?
I don't have anything handy. I was kind of out with my tech right now. Just
will you guys be back in the area again?
Yeah, I'm going to be out. I'll be here till about 9 tonight. We'll be
in the area. You'll be in the area?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right, you want to stop back?
Sure.
You should be home like after 5.
Okay. Yeah, let me
and then
just
you could talk to him about it and see, because he knows more about the insect stuff than I do, but
yeah. It sounds like you do a lot of the treating on your own.
Yeah,
huh?
I do. Yeah. But thank you.
What was your name?
Heather. And it's Pizzotti, P-E-Z-Z-O-T-T-I.
Okay, and what's your husband's name, Heather?
Robert.
Okay. Italian, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
He is, not me.
All right, thanks, Heather.
Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.